Say it again.
I finished my marriage like pretty late.
I mean, at 8:30.
And then you have 5 minutes of the shear.
Yeah, so today we didn't have, but...
Why didn't he have the
I have no idea. When I asked him, he shrugged his shoulders.
He what? He just shrugged his shoulders.
Amazing. I don't think I have.
Yaakov's here. And it's really, really fun. Okay, Rabotai. So, first of all, we thank the Bari Olam that we have this chus just to be together. It's wonderful, you know. Sometimes people tell me, you know, from these little groups that we have, that they say they have a big chizik just in coming together, even without the Torah, without the Uvdus, just to have a chabura. It's a chizik. Just to have nice people together and sit together, it's a chizik, they say. So Baruch Hashem, we have a chabur, and we have this makom. We have, believe them, the Una Shemura, they say. And I'm doing groups like for many years in her. And when I tell you that in the Shemayim, that of course that we could be sitting here tonight in this place, so you should take my word for it. That every time that we're sitting here, it's especially Hashkacha in the Shemayim. And Hashem should continue Ono Adonai Hoshiyono Ono Adonai Hatzlichona, that we should be able to continue Beit Hashem together to meet as Hashem with our Chabura, as we said, and so Simcha Tzachayim and meet him. So just for a few seconds, as we say, we spoke about continuing the Yisias Mitzrayim, right? The Pesach for us and our Chabura here, the Pesach has really a special significance, more than the people that aren't in a group like ours, because like we try to emphasize the whole year to crystallize the importance of these shrine, that it's really the root and the core and the nucleus of our whole Bodhis Hashem, really is from these shrine. So if you try to realize that and appreciate it, so then Chag Pesach has, you know, has a different significance, more of a significance. So we want to continue it, I would say, and we suggested that when we come to Mitzvah Deraisa twice a day of Zechirat Yisias Mitzrayim, we should remember to do quickly go through the Etzemachis, and when we say the Shir in the morning, focus on the scene and say the Shir with enthusiasm and with Kavana, with the coil, with spirit, as I say. Okay. Just tonight, as I say, the Yisias Mitzrayim has special meaning to us, right, tonight, because today was Pesach Sheni, right? That means today, like they were Makir the Korban, Pesach Sheni today, and tonight they eat it, right? So, I was really having a whole discussion with some people today, like why don't they make like the Asik tonight also, like Pesach Sheni today, and then tonight they ate it, right, with matzahs. So like tomorrow also should be somehow the yomtiv, right? Like you shouldn't say tachlin, but tomorrow you say tachlin. Only today, like, you don't say tachlin. So I don't know what, you know, they seem to make the emphasis on today on the hakrava rather than the eating, you know, like the Seder night, you know, eating the Korban Pesach with the matzahs. That's also like, you know, and I say very chashuv, that's an understatement, right? So why are they making the bigger asik? Bigger asik.
Korban Pesach, we're always very careful.
What?
Even Neil Seder, we're very careful not to say Zeh Pesach. We're very careful to stay away from Korban Pesach. Matzah, we're... Even Pesach, we're very careful not to say this is Pesach. So maybe that's we're trying to... We don't want to... We try to stay away from the Pesach. Matzah, we're always very... I'm very careful not to make something that's not to eat. Sli on Leil Pesach.
Right. I mean, so what do you want to say that? So that for tonight,
we don't really make a big thing about the Korban Pesach nowadays. I don't know why.
The Seder itself, because people might think that it's kochim lechut. You take meat and you know, so it's a chashash that they really like have in mind that it should be like a Korban Pesach, but that they take matzahs or something, you're not going to have it be.
Pesach Sheni maybe also, they have the same din as.
If you took meat, I was just talking about matzahs, so eating matzahs, as a gesture of remembering the mitzvah, just like we eat matzahs today, nothing to do with eating, just because it's a zecher of the Korban Pesach, right, that they brought today. So, and I'm just saying that maybe they should commemorate it, you know, also the second part of it. Tonight of eating, however you want to do it, maybe singing Dayenu or playing with nuts or something, I don't know, but however you want to commemorate it, just some part of the commemoration of remembrance of the, you know, for some reason, it seems that the main emphasis was on the bringing of the Korban, like that was Pesach Sheni. It's a remembrance day of the bringing of the Korban. So I was just wondering why you don't also likewise make a remembrance of the eating of it tonight. Like they sacrificed it today, by Pesach Sheni, and they ate it tonight. So why don't they make some kind of remembrance of the eating? You know.
One thing that I think I heard once reminded me.
Yeah, go on.
So, in Pesach, we eat the korban with matzah, right? So,
right.
You know, matzah and mori.
Right.
In Pesach Sheni, they didn't do that. They had donuts also.
Right.
So there wasn't a unique element of dafka, pesach, and matzah. The elements of what I understood, I think I heard this once, was that the kapara, of somebody who couldn't bring the korban pesach and mishtatef on pesach, the way you're supposed to do it, was that you had to bring the korban at the right time, the second month. And okay, you can eat matzah, you can eat, you know, this, you can have like chametz with it. Also, there's no Indian of like only eat it the way they ate it at the Seder. So the element of the eating is like almost kind of like secondary
I know it's not really so true. Like, in other words, it didn't have the chomer, the strictness of, you know, of that we have on Pesach, but I mean it was a mitzvah to eat it. You had to eat it with matzah, maror. You couldn't eat it with chomer. You couldn't eat it with chomer. It was mitzvah to have chomer in the house, but you had to eat it with matzah and maror. Like, I think it was like a very serious part of the Pesach Sheni, the eating part. Okay, Rabbi said we want to get on.
The people who were tamei were still eating the matzah on Nisan, the first Pesach. The mitzvah of matzah was even for them was in Nisan. So all that's left is the korban for Pesach.
I don't know what you're saying. Maybe with your permission, maybe we should go on. You know, by the saliva. That's not really what I want to do today. I just wanted to mention it was me. Okay, so Rabbi Say, it was important to mention this because we are mekabel the hashpoes of we speak about often that when mekabel the hashpoes of emuna on Pesach, that means tonight, today, tonight, when mekabel the hashpoes, so in our group here, that means that we have the realization that when the Shemayim are giving us a matana of munah, the realization of it, the making ourselves a clear kibbutz, you know, to be makabalim, somebody say. It's chaval that, you know, some of our fellow travelers here in the room, like, we can't share it with. But Maisha, at least for our group, we should realize that since it's Pesach Sheni, and every year at this time, like, the Hathi Avodah, that means probably every year at this time, the giving some part of Hashbah of Amunah, we said the Shrine, so it was today and tonight. Okay, Rabbi Sai. So, we only have a few moments left, so Hashem should give us Tzeit and Shemaya, and we should be able to do what we'd like to do tonight. I just don't want to forget about our minhag to hear from you, just a few seconds of this, a few seconds. Well, we have something you want to share. Okay.
Right, just nothing new about it.
Okay, and with Jim, you want to share something? You have anything quickly?
Pass.
What?
I'll pass.
That's also something. That's here. And what about you?
I'll try to take one of the things about the Yom, the day. That's true. When you say the Yom, and every day, say the Yom and Shacharis, try to have some special, a bit more into the Yom.
How are you relating it to the
Yom? We have the days count, the Shavuos and the Yom. So try to take the ending of the Yom and try to say.
Very good. Very. I have a lot of that. Because we spoke about that. The 50th, we'll come to it in a second. I'll mention it. But that's very good. In other words, you said it's a general awareness of the passing of time. So I also thought of Siddish then. Remember you say the Yom, the fact that, you know, you say the Yom every day, and the Beit HaMikdash, it designated and took the importance every day of the Yom, so maybe it has something to do with also the saying of the Yom every day, right? A cognizance of the passing of time.
It was very good to have the extra kavana, and thinking about the grain, the idea of the grain itself, it really hit my mind. On some of my bike rides, I go out of these farms, and you see the wheat growing, and the sunflower seeds, and the, you know, lettuce, and you see it. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It even makes a bigger impression on us, you know, if a person does that, like Moshe is saying, because years ago, they lived with it. They lived with it. So sometimes when you live with it, it's a mila, because you see in front of your eyes, but on the other hand, the fact that you live with it, so you take it for granted, like all other things that you live with, you know, so it becomes mitzvah Hashem l'umada, that, you know, it's not a big deal. But we're not used to living with it. So when you take a ride to the field, you see the grain, you see your bagels growing there and the earth coming up. You know, you see that the wheat, you know, is coming there, and that wheat is going to make bread. And some sunflower seeds, if you try to do this, it looks the same. Those things, if you make it, it becomes mush ben mush. And grain, if you do that, it becomes bagels, it becomes bread, right? It becomes whole wheat bread, right? So it's amazing. And you see that at this world. Okay, good luck, I say. So first of all, again, I want to very quickly go over the five inyanim, five issues of Svetha Aymer that we came up with. Number five independent, separate things. One of them is the avoda of appreciating the grain, and it's something that the whole year we live on it, and we eat it, and we get strength from it. And it's so important to designate a time, you know, to stop and to think about it and appreciate it. That's number one. Number two, it's a period, and that's the main thing I want to speak about tonight, of special siyata d'shmaya of Tzur Meira. Because when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were all laden and kashmutz with, you know, the negative things that they got in Mitzrayim. So this period, that special shiagit d'shmaya, you know, to rid themselves. So at the whole dar v'dar, we have the shiagit d'shmaya, everybody said, to rid ourselves of you know, so the person wants to be mekabel on themselves, shmir sinayim, or shmir sapeh, or, you know, whatever, you know, in yonam that each one of us has, that we'd like to be mechazek in, cleansing ourselves. You should know that like all, like we say again the same thing, that in our group we appreciate when we're being showered with something. Right, so this period, these 7 weeks, we're being showered with the special state of Ishmael, that we say. So that's number two. Number three, as I say, we spoke about that's the time of the patira of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi said that they were nifter, and the Chazal tell us because no novel covered ever said, right? So it's a time that you have to be extra careful with the covered chaverim, as I say. There was contact. You learn with the Chavrusa, and he says a svara that, you know, we say a krumah svara, a crooked svara, so when you bang him on the foot for it, so don't bang him so hard, you know, you know, cover chaver and just bang him not so hard, right? Give him a clap because he says something, you know, you don't agree with, so don't bang him hard, bang him not so hard, right? Okay. Rabbi Yaakov is taking it very seriously, what I'm saying. And the next one, Rabbi Shai, is that, and maybe it is the greatest, it's the time that we appreciate Torah. We think to Ashrenu Matzav Chalkeinu, because like every day we're counting Shir Sa'ayma, another day closer to Matan Torah. And that's the avodah, Shir Sa'ayma, to appreciate Torah. I'm getting closer, I'm getting closer and closer to Matan Torah. So it's the time that you're supposed to think about Ashrenu Matov Chalkeinu, Manoim Goraleinu, Mayof Yushasenu, that thinking about Torah, right? And number five, as Rabbi Yaakov pointed out before, that it's a time that we're supposed to appreciate the passing of time. Like this last one, I don't know if I mentioned last week, on one hand it's the most obvious, and the other hand it's the most least obvious. Why? Because in one hand it's obvious, because what are you doing? You're counting Ayom Shem, Shlosh, right? See, what are you doing? You're counting time. But you don't realize that the essence of counting time, you're not just counting time, you're being preoccupied and showing the importance of time, right? So it ends up that the avoidance of Shir Sa'ayma is a Matana Hashemayim. Hashem gives us a mitzvah to count time, that we should impress ourselves with the importance of time. Right? That's one of the main avoidance of Shir Sa'ayma. Rabbi Say, what I wanted to share with you tonight, like last week, we were supposed to work on the gift of wheat. For some reason, it seems so long ago last week, I don't know why, ages and ages ago, but I don't know if I mentioned to you that part of this is, you know, thinking about the 11 malachas. Did I mention this to you that it's a very, very important point that, you know, the 39 malachas of Shabbos, the malachas of Shabbos, the first 11 is all preparing bread, the grains of bread. And we have to do that in order to make bread, right? From the grains, so Hashem made a miracle that the black earth produces grains. But then to get to become a bagel on our table, or lachmaniyah, it doesn't just come like that. You have to do like 11 steps, you know, the winnowing and the borer and the lodge and the amer, right? So we don't think of that. That's a gift from Hashem. Hashem's gift is the wheat. But what we do, that's what we do, you know. So you don't appreciate that, but we don't realize that's just as much as the gift of the grain itself. Who gave Ben Adam, you know, the Minanushi, the brains, the Zia, you have to use 11 things. Who would ever think of it, right? 11 things. in the right order, and how to do it, and you have to have certain equipment to do it. That all that is part of the gift of Hashem, from the little grains to a piece of bread on the table. This is critical, these 11 steps, right? So who taught the human being that you have to do these things in the right order, and technically it has to be done correctly, right? So that is part of the gift of bread that Hashem gives us, just as much as the wheat growing from the black earth. And I suspect, Rabbi Sai, that maybe that is exactly the reason why Hashem asked it on Shabbat, the 11 Melachos, that we should take note of it and realize what Hashem forbid it on Shabbat. These 11 things. These are the 11 things that you have to do to make bread. Hashem says, Shabbos, you don't do it. What don't you do? These 11 things. So wake up. During the week, you do it. And how do you know that it makes the person aware and think, what am I doing? What is those 11 things? Now, when I was younger, I guess the other was also younger, you don't stop to think. You think, oh, you have 39 melachos. This, that, this. You don't realize the first 11, they're all related together. That's the production of bread. When I was younger, I never thought about it that way. I just thought it's 39 melachos, this, that, this, Then you realize the first 11, those are the processes to produce bread, right? So it could be that scuba why Hashem forbade it, that the person, we should realize the chashivas, what are you doing? You're not making bread today. And during the week you do make bread. And thank Hashem that you had the chachma to do these 11 things. Otherwise they have to run, we have to make the bus. Okay? So the main ubda for this week is the second thing that I say. Every day do something in Sur Meirah, either when you walk in the street, the first 10 minutes, give special attention to the Shemir Seinayim, or learn Hechel Lashon Hara, Shemir Sapeh, Kaz, whatever, every day try to do something in Sur Meirah, because we have special siyata on this, okay? I would say bracha v'atzlacha to you all. You should have good health. You should have good panosa, nachas. Thank you very much, Rav Yaakov. I'm telling you, sometimes I go for hours without giving a shit before, and this was really, really bad. Okay.